Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wasabi powder, twins, vintage vase, origami.
Steve Largent.
Oh my God, we've been waiting so long.
That's what I was
Jerry
thinking.
Rice. What episode was that? I think it must have been back in the 50s when we started running out of football jersey numbers. And you're like, I don't know. I guess I have to wait till episode 80 for Steve Largent. Mm-hmm.
We've arrived.
Here he is.
Touchdown. We've touched down, if I may.
Yeah, of course you may. Yeah. Episode 80. And we figured what better way to celebrate than to do confessions. So
hell yeah, brother.
That's what we're doing this week. A lot of other stuff, too, of course.
Can I just say something really quick?
No.
Just real quick?
It better be quick.
It's weird. Like, I was driving here today, and I was like, God, it's episode 80 today.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me... And then I got here, and I was already thinking about this, and I got here, and you had all this stuff from the...
From listeners?
From listeners. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I fucking love our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that they show up... We somehow got to 80.
Mm-hmm.
After all the shit that this show has actually been through.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy in that these people are still here, still sending stuff in, buying merch, Patreon, all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's pretty fucking great.
I mean, if I had a glass. Cheers. To 80 more.
Cheers.
Yeah. Zach, through the wall. Clink.
Cheers.
Well, we can cheer to our Funko Pops.
Yeah.
We have toys now.
Zach, these were sent to your house. And these, the Funko Pop, they're from...
They're from the Scat Cats.
Scat Cats, Can You Dunk community.
Deja put it all together. It's our two groups together.
Got custom like action figures. Do you call? I mean, can you call those action
figures?
They're
Funko Pops.
For people that don't know what a Funko Pop is.
Everyone knows what a Funko Pop is.
I didn't know.
What?
I didn't know. I know what it was. It's like a cartoonish looking action figure.
It's kind of like it's a new age bobblehead, mm-hmm. but it doesn't bobble. It just kind of has a big head.
It just heads.
Yeah.
Mine is Joe Horsecock Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a microphone and I've got a little one of those toy horses that you can ride, like a little stick pony.
Yeah, for your horse cock.
Mm-hmm. And then yours has a wad of money in it.
Yeah.
And what else?
And it looks like a PS PlayStation controller. Xbox controller.
Yeah. And then Zachy, you got one?
I did.
You said yours came with a nice beard, and Monique got one.
Yeah, mine has a little German Shepherd.
And then these flags were sent in. Hold on 1 second.
I'm assuming the money is because I drive a Tesla and that I'm rich. Yeah. is why there's money in there.
That might be why. And these were sent in by Gabe, Mel, and Raiden. You have a poster, right? Yeah. Whatever. What's it say on there?
Said if the moisture's right. We'll go all night. And it's just a combine and
tractor stuff.
Tractor, just driving tractor, doing tractor stuff.
And then I got a giant flag that has a goose holding a knife and it just says peace was never an option.
Never was?
Yeah, never was. I'm clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly. I mean, have you ever seen a goose? No, but thank you guys so much. And we got more Christmas cards that were sent in over the last week. You guys are absolutely amazing. Please keep sending that stuff in. We love it so much. And we continue to decorate Zach's little Zach cave back there.
Yeah.
And you'll find the P.O. box in the episode description of every single episode. So
it's pretty. Actually, I wonder if this would, if mine could go up right here or something.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Just it slap could. It up the tractor right there.
Yeah. We fucking got room, got places for all these things. Mm-hmm. We'll make it happen.
I was telling Joe that Zach's den is going to look like, I don't know if everyone knows what Spencer's Gifts is, but mm-hmm. it's just tons of weird, crazy mm-hmm. shit
we
all
were,
in one space.
We were celebrating an early Christmas with Cassie and her daughter and then my kids because of some travel plans that are coming up. So we did an early Christmas. We were doing like some, you know, Christmas shopping ahead of time, you know, and the girls all went into Victoria's Secret. And so Ez and I were like, we're not going to go watch your sister buy boob stuff. So we were walking.
I mean, they're not blood.
No, others. Pepper and Ezra.
Oh!
Yeah. And I mean, come on. Have you seen? I mean, stepsister, top search, baby.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on.
we sure will. And we were walking around, and there's a Spencer's Gift, and Dad, I mean, Ezra grabs me. He goes, Dad, he goes, do not ever go to the back of Spencer's Gifts. And I was like, why? And I was like, let's go. And he goes, no. I was like, let's go. So we walk in Spencer's Gift, go to the back, and like, you don't really see it. And then we turn one little corner, and it's just giant dicks and pocket pussies.
Really?
Yep. And I,
in the mall?
And Ezra goes, told you don't ever go back here. And I'm like, why? Because of this? And I point to this huge dick.
Here's a cast of your daddy's
like,
dick.
Like 2 foot long, massive.
Just a forearm.
Alien dick. I was like, why? Because of this? And the cashier looks over and goes,
he had laughs. To be so he goes, embarrassed.
Dad,
yeah.
Dad. And then he walks out, he goes, they had vajayjays back there.
He said that?
Yeah.
It's so funny because like when you do something, he goes, stop. Yeah, he always says, stop.
Mm-hmm. So same thing, let's go. And I was like, why? Come on, Dad. So then that was our...
I had no idea that was in the back there.
I think when we were younger, they used to at least have to have a curtain. They didn't have to have no curtain.
Really?
Yeah. Just
was this the mall?
Yep. It's a different time.
I might stop by the mall on the way home.
Check out some big dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking why not?
Just the Joe Paisley. ask for the Joe Paisley.
It has the same title that I had on my Funko Pop.
Yeah.
He says Joe HC Dad.
It says try me. You push a button. It's like...
Feed me a carrot.
Just say... Or like... I was going to say nay joke.
Oh,
like
Just say nay. Yeah.
But.
Okay, let's just get number episode 80 rolling.
Okay.
Okay, let's fucking do it. Zach!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
So not a would you rather this week, but something that we've done before. Just in the sense of you get $1 million type thing.
Okay.
So you get $1 million.
Which isn't much anymore.
Okay. $2 million cash right now. But you can't take your shoes off ever again. You get to pick which shoes you start with, and you have to switch them every year, and you can never use the same pair of shoes twice. So never taking them off. I'm wearing some nice new, I think Cass got me some UGG slippers. Wearing those right now.
They're cozy.
They're so snug. They make me so warm. I think I slide them off, but they are nice.
They're Uggs, though? Yeah. They're snug?
Snugs.
So does this mean you can only have, like, one Nike basketball shoe forever for that 1 year kind of thing? Or can you go each brand?
You get a pair of, like, I think it's, let's go by category. So you get some Nike high tops, but then you can move on and get some Adidas high tops.
Okay.
Why would you go from Nike back to Adidas? That's going backwards.
Maybe you want to, I don't know, you anticipate it's going to be a good year, so your feet might as well be rough. But
you're
having a rough year, you're going to want some Uggs boots. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
By the end, you'll be wearing wood clogs or something.
Yeah. That's, oh man. Like you played it up front. You wanted nothing but the nicest of shoes. So you're laying on your deathbed. Your grandkids are coming up to say goodbye to Poppy Brian. And you're laying down.
And the clown shoes on? Or?
The bottom of your bed goes way up.
Were you thinking clown shoes?
Yes,
we were thinking the same thing.
And your sheets are just elevated 2 feet at the bottom, pun intended. Because you just
imagine the toe tag. It'd be like a necklace hanging off your clown shoe.
The toe tag just has like a little hoogie hoogie. It's a little horn. It says, Brian!
I love the people, the family standing around, you know, crying, and the kids over there like,
At your funeral, like, yeah. It's an open casket. The top part is open, and there's little slots cut for your clown shoes at the bottom to poke through.
Or the top, but your face is shut, and the other end's open because you're sure your shoes
it won't close.
Yeah. It's halfway. It's just open. Halfway. It's like a trunk. You have to tie it down when your trunk's too full.
Little bungee cords. Yeah, around the bottom. You have to squeeze it. I love you, Poppy Bye Bye. Hoogie hoogie. Squeeze your shoe one last time.
Mm.
So that's funny. I mean,
that is funny. Bowling,
how many different types of shoes? Like, are you going to be wearing high heel shoes to bed?
There are so many shoes.
Snowshoes.
Snowshoes. Yeah, you got Sorels on in bed.
Dude, I could name 10 pairs of shoes that are like, they have shoes now that are like basically nothing.
Yeah, I got Crocs. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
got to wear those goofy, like, shoes that hug every single individual toe.
Yeah, the toe shoes.
Toe shoes.
Remember moon boots?
Do I? Yeah. One of my best gifts. Remember jumping around in the street, just plastic asphalt noise, just jumping down Elm Street growing up.
What a nightmare.
That Paisley boy getting noise complaints called because I'm jumping down Elm Street.
Wow, what a nightmare that would be.
I guess.
You get it?
I got it. Okay. It was not got lost on me.
Waka waka.
You get it?
I get it. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
So you got some fluffy slippers on for a year. That's great. Have fun showering.
It would get pretty fucking old.
No, it'd be awful.
Your feet would get sick.
Think about it. Yeah, the fungus. Disease you would get. If you could never take them off again.
But they have, how many different kinds of Crocs do they have? Like, you just rock Crocs? Because you could shower.
You can change the color. Yeah, but you get 1 year. I think you get like a Croc. Like, you get a, like, Croc. They don't make, I mean, do you put on the high top Crocs?
No, but the next year, there's got to be like a Gator, like a ripoff or something.
Another brand? You know? Sure. So you get 2 good years.
Don't forget Aqua socks.
Dude,
come on.
Sandal, like a
better
pair
hope
of
you stay married.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah, you better hope you stay married.
This would be a breeze. You got flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
You got all sorts of stuff.
But flip flops are, I mean, those
they're shoes.
Yeah, I know. But they're flip flops. Do you get to wear like Reef flip flops and then wear Nike flip flops? Or do you just get like,
well,
get,
even,
that's the
okay,
style.
Let's say I get a flip flop for a year.
Okay.
Get a Croc for a year.
Okay. So now you're 42.
Get a Birkenstock, you know, with the straps for 43. A year. Those, the ones that hikers wear.
Yeah.
I forget what they're called. Tevas or the.
Like the mesh netting that breeds a little bit.
Yeah.
All right,
and then,
44.
Well, yeah. And then the other one, though, it's got the Velcro strap in the back and on the top.
Oh, like the Jesus sandal. Birkenstock? So, does anybody say that?
No, not that one. It's like a hiking sandal, whatever.
Okay.
So I mean, that's what, 5 right there.
Yeah, you're 40, then,
yeah,
45.
I mean, 45. I don't plan on living past 50. So,
so you see a solid 10.
I could come up with 5 more that would be reasonable. But $1 million isn't a lot of money.
Yeah, the awkwardness of just having to wear shoes to bed. You know, like your wife. Going over, rubbing your feet.
They're just Crocs. Rubber sole.
There's just steel toe boots. Just, yeah, that's nice. Oh. So sweaty and awful.
Dude, the thing that grosses me out the most about it is, like, let's say we go into an airport or like a stadium.
Yeah.
And you're just the sticky piss and then have to wear that into...
We're to
your bed.
Bed
and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the stuff that would get me.
All the time. I mean, we live in the Northwest snow. You can't come in and take your stuff off. Can't go play in the snow. So, you picked your Crocs. So, yeah. Now you have to wear your Crocs out in the snow.
Well, then I have an excuse not to play with my kids.
You know? and not to shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you know how it is?
It's like, I got the money. Okay? I went out and I earned this $1 million. You'd snowblow the fucking driveway.
You
I don't
do
see
it.
You bringing $1 million home.
I guess you could just pay someone else to do it if you had a bunch of money.
Yeah.
There's always that.
And play with your kids. Play.
Yeah.
You know?
You can pay for someone else to live your life. Yeah. No, I get it. But coming down the stretch when you get older just sounds so bad. And like I was saying earlier, you better hope that you stay in a relationship. Because if you're single, good luck. Good luck. Going out on a date. You got your suit on. And at the bottom, you just have fucking flip-flops on.
Yeah, but if I'm in my 70s, I'm ready to just
Yeah. Just picturing some old
wind down,
some old grandpa in the shallow end of a pool playing with his grandkids.
Steel boots on.
He's wearing Sorels. Giant. Come on, Jack, you can do it. And everyone's just looking over at you and you're stomping around in wet snow boots.
Imagine, yeah, or like you get out of the pool and you're just sloshing everywhere.
Water squirting up your legs.
Yeah, because the let's say it's like rubber hunter boots. Yeah,
like,
rain boots.
Yeah, like waiter or whatever they're called, yeah. Waiters.
So you're walking and it's just going over the top.
Where's Grandpa? I don't know. Everyone just listens.
Just listen for him. Oh, here comes Grandpa.
Here comes Grandpa. I don't think I would take the money. Just sounds...
I think I would need more money than that.
Yeah. It's just, and then like Zach brought up the fungus you would get from wet a year and you can't take it off. So you're trying to like, you know how WD-40 has the little straw on it? Mm. Some of them have the flex straw. Mm. So you'd be hooking that up to Tough Acting Snacking and shoving it down your boot and just.
Or with your Crocs, put it through the holes.
Yeah.
Well, they have the air.
Honey, did you take your vitamins?
The air cans. Yes. Can, air in a can, whatever.
Mm-hmm. For, just dust your toes off?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Miserable. I mean, I think if I got through the first 5 years of, well, here's what you do. You do the first, let's say I'm going for 10 years.
Okay.
Do I have, let's say, 5 good years, 5 bad years? Do you go with the 5 bad years first and then the back half?
If you make
like,
it without losing your feet to whatever, do you get gangrene from rotten feet?
Probably.
What was the thing they used to get back in the day? From
trench foot?
My dad?
Yeah, trench foot.
Dude, my dad was parasailing in Moses Lake. You know, and that lake is not clean. The rope broke.
No.
This was like 95. He came down and hit it. He fell.
What?
And busted his foot open and got... gangrene in his foot.
Okay, so it's a thing.
And right. He went to Harbor View in Seattle, and he had to go in at one of those tanks. The
gangrene tank? Another scientific
what's
term?
The fuck, Zach, what's it called?
The Bacta tank from Star Wars? Come on.
No, what is that? The hyperbaric chamber?
Mm.
And okay. So he had to go do that. He almost lost his leg.
Fuck, see? So that would be a huge concern. Because you can't take
just
them off.
Just don't go parasailing.
Parasailing in Sorels? Higher! This guy's fucking crazy.
Dude,
just kicking around your wet Sorels?
That'd be uncomfortable.
Christmas
photo?
Because
the weight of your legs pulling down, they would fall asleep.
It would be, you know, the strongest thighs every step.
That's true. You're walking around with weights on your ankles.
Too much. Too much. Not doing it for money. I want to keep living my life.
If you give me $10 million, I'd probably consider it.
You lose a foot for $10 million.
Well, that you might lose both a foot.
There's no way you can't. Those babies need to air out. You got to wash them.
That's what I'm saying. You don't do boots
ever.
There are enough shoes out there that could get by.
Even just a nice running shoe. Your toes are going to get infected if they can't air out ever.
Just cut holes in your shoes. Like you'll get creative.
Modify them?
Yeah.
You can never clip your toenails either. That's going to hurt like fuck.
Well, you could. Let's just say, okay, I've got these.
You have to modify
these Nike shoes. I'm taking a pair of fucking, I'm taking a sharp knife and lopping the front off.
I don't think that's fair. You just turn every shoe into a sandal.
Yeah. I don't see that in rules.
It's not in there.
Is that in small print?
Let me look. Nope.
No. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Me either.
Okay, well, fuck that. All right, let's talk about some sex.
Yes.
I think it's sex
let's
time.
Let's talk about sex,
next, baby.
Let's talk about you and
Pornhub's review. Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
So a little backstory. I was looking...
Baby got backstory.
Was looking at doing this maybe last week or just kind of preparing to try and do this because I know and I wait for it. Every, you know, December starts moving on. And I'm like, oh boy. You hear that? It's the sound of fingerless leather gloves rubbing together.
That's the sound of friction right there.
What that is excitement.
That's leather on leather.
And I looked up Pornhub's 2023 year in review.
Yeah, you did.
And last week, it was password protected. And I was like, what? Like, what the fuck's this? So apparently, if you're a premium member to Pornhub, you get a password to check out the review before everybody else.
So are you a premium member?
I am not. So I did not have a password.
I was going to say, can you send me the password?
And I thought about signing it.
Do
thought
it.
About no.
It's a business expense.
You just put it on the business card, baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
These are things that we should get benefits from.
And so
research.
Luckily waited a week and now it's not password protected anymore. So we do have our Pornhubs.
You cheap ass.
So now we have Pornhub's 2023 year in review stats ready to roll.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You guys ready to see what we were looking at?
Yeah.
Totally. Hey Brian, will you plug in your computer, bro?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Patty.
So the trends that defined 2023, here's the number one trend.
I love the idea of trends.
And we have number one, it's the golden age. So the term mature searches grew by 77%. I mean, it makes sense. As people get older and they were raised on porn, you're going to get more searches.
Why would you look at older ladies, though? Aren't you still interested in young ladies?
Dude, not real. I guess I'm like, what am I going to talk to them about?
Well, you're not fucking.
After we get done fucking, like, what are we going to even talk about? What are we going to talk about? Is she going to stand up and do a TikTok dance? Give me a towel.
If you're looking to have a conversation after you ejaculate.
I want some orange slices and some leftover fucking turkey. On the way out the door.
That's what I want. It's in a Tupperware.
And she's just like, check out this new TikTok dance I have. And I'm like, no. Capri Sun, please. So mature searches went up 77%, became the second most popular category among men.
Mature cougar.
A girl that knows what she wants. That's what I see. When I read mature cougar, it's like, no, you know, you've been through it. You know what you want. You're not here to fucking waste my time. MILF became the second most searched term worldwide, while DILF, terms including muscle DILF, just the strongest pickle is what I see. I know it says DILF and not DILL, but muscle DILF reminds me of a fucking pickle brand. Up 71%. So it's not just men, women also looking for that older thing. An older man that clearly takes care of himself.
It could be men looking for that too.
Granny searches gained 132% and GILF went up 168%. Grandma, I'd like to fuck.
In case sexy granny.
Sexy granny and hot GILF.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
This is for the gay community.
Okay.
So, like, you know how there's a whole thing like, women, like, so a lot of women, they'll be like, they like the idea of like a dad because it's like a mature guy who's got his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Do gay men also?
Oh, I'm
think
sure
about that.
I'm sure someone that you don't have to like go through certain struggles with anymore because they're over it. You get to just kind of hit the fast forward button and move on.
But even if it's like a young dude, a young dad.
What, you mean like a 20-year-old looking for a 55-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Because I'm sure their 55s are looking for a 20-year-old, but does it go both ways?
Mm.
And do they go both ways?
I can show you, dude.
Oh, yeah!
Number two trend was supersize. The terms big, bigger, and biggest
grew by 177%.
And searches for huge for huge tits, huge cock, and huge dildo by 67%. We're just looking to stretch out holes. Like we're getting the most out of these little.
I love it. Just
orfs.
He's like, okay, I want to masturbate. Click,
even
click huge tits,
massive. 91%. It's up 91%. While big boobs expanded by 78%, big booty 83%, big tits, of course, BBW, big ass, big dick. And then number three trend is sex machines. I get it. You guys ever watch porn women getting fucked by sex machines? Like the little piston that's just fucking them?
You like that?
I've come across it before.
You like that?
Not
you
a
like
bomb.
When I
not
do
a
that?
Bomb.
Not a
not
bomb.
Not a bomb. Not, shut up. They just haven't
tell
gotten
me you're
the,
a bomb.
They haven't, they haven't gotten the sexy talk yet back yet. Tell me you're a bomb. I can't do that. I am not a bomb.
Not a bomb.
And then the sex machine across the Russway's like, also not a bomb. We're not bombs. We're not bombs. We're not bombs. We're not bombs. And the super, the other room you hear through the wall, it's like, I'm not a bomb.
Yeah, it's yeah, like a brothel.
Not a bomb. Not a bomb.
But everyone's going. They
have little hands.
They,
not a bomb. Not a
they
bomb.
They got these robots from, it was like an auction from wherever. And from so Costco. They haven't reprogrammed the get thing. It's just not a bomb. Not a bomb.
You got them in a flat. You got six. Get the seventh free.
Oh, tell me.
Tell me you're a bomb. That. I can't. I'm not a bomb. Also not a bomb. We're not bombs. Okay, I get it. Not a bomb. Not a bomb. So, yeah, Android, which I think is a weird term. If you're looking for sex machines and you go with Android.
Maybe they're looking for that new phone.
Up 1,689%.
That's so much.
Android cosplay and Android roleplay. Okay, so you just someone dresses up like a robot, and then robot, sex robot, 3D robot, those are all up. Machine, sex machine, NPC, non-playable character searches grew by 1,541. Who wants to fuck an NPC? Sorry, sir. I can't help you on your travels.
Oh, it's such a turn on.
Oh, my God. You're so useless. I'm going to come. Can you help me on my mission? No. Yes. God, yeah. I like it when no one helps me find the gold. Just jerking off so hard. Watching a robot character run into the wall. Like, yeah.
Just a glitch.
Just sprinting into the wall. And then walking a little bit. And then stopping and like spinning in place. And they're like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I like.
One of my favorite videos ever is from, I think it's the second Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. When this guy's riding by on his horse. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman that stops. She's like, help me, sir. I'm being robbed or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, let me. And then this deer just comes out of nowhere and fucking clobbers this woman. So he didn't have to do his side mission.
Uh-huh.
I was picturing that, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're just like, yes. Oh. And then they fucking take, and you're like, boop.
Yeah, oh, my God.
God. I'm going to come now.
I'm going to come now. I thought I hated deer before. God, I fucking hate nature. Number four. Trend. We're not going to get into it. Uniforms. Duh. Number five is sexual healing. Worldwide therapy searches were up 344, which without reading the rest of just what they're talking about, it's like foot therapy, massage therapy, therapy sex, like that kind of stuff. But I thought about just like, you're so lonely.
That's what I was thinking.
And you head over there and you just have some chick getting DP'd. And she goes, so tell me about your mom. Are you even listening? Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm listening.
That sounds awful.
I'd be listening a lot more if your cock was hard. You're like, I don't like, what a weird place to go for therapy.
Well, you know how they would do it too. Mm-hmm. You know you ever seen the videos where it's like the mom's like vacuuming around mm-hmm. the corner and the guy's just plowing this chick mm-hmm. and he's having a conversation with his mom mm-hmm. or like right on the other side of the couch.
I'll just be a second, honey. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like this is all happening while the mom's not knowing. I'm just picturing like the guy laying on the couch, you know, he's telling his life story and she's like, but it's happening behind
oh,
him.
Fuck.
He's like, yeah, it was pretty awful.
You know, it was terrible. Like,
fuck. Yeah, that's what I said.
The guy's like, he goes, I don't know. I'm just worried. I don't think anyone's going to come to my piano recital. I'm going to come. Really? No, I'm about to come. It's not till next week. Don't worry. I'll come again. He's like, that's cool.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome. Dragon or whatever the cool porn name that I didn't have to pull from at the moment.
Dragon?
I don't know. Wish I had a cooler name. That's amazing, Emily Willis. You're such a great thing. Keep your head forward. I'm sorry. He's like trying to turn around.
Don't look at me.
What are you doing back there? Shut up, look at Fart. Most search terms of 2023, then we're going to go off to the United States, state by state, because I always find that so funny. Mm-hmm. Most search terms, top three, hentai, MILF, lesbian. So lesbian is number one because women's number one search is also lesbian. So just so you know. MILF, duh, we just covered that. Hentai, that reminds me. Have you ever looked up hentai porn? It's like animation porn.
I've never looked it up, but I...
And some of them are crazy. Like, imagine the best graphics from a Pixar, and then just put them to, like, an animation porn.
I've seen...
where they can get away with anything.
Like, Meg Griffin just getting mouth-fucked.
Yeah. And, like, so that thing, but all, like, uses, like hentai things, and it reminded me of this time, and I have been trying to find a way to bring this up, because... I was exploring, I don't know, it must have been on page 326 on a picky jerk off night, who knows.
And God, it's just not working.
Not it. Dick sucks. Not veiny enough.
The worst is when you get into
not trying.
Like the thumbnail was like, oh, this is gonna be good. Mm-hmm. And you get into it, you're like, you have to go back.
Like, oh my God. You push back and it's like there's no back because mm-hmm. it opened a pop-up. You're like, God. God, this sucks.
To start all the way in page one.
So
again.
It was one of these hentai animation fucking videos. I found myself in the comment section, and it was so fucking funny because there was like hentai nerds fighting in the comment section over the like how accurate the porn video was. Like some guys like great quality, but. Sakura doesn't have tits that big.
Oh, God.
And the guy's like, she did in season 13, episode 9, Angel Blood 13. That was such a good season. And then he responds, goes, it was a good season, but her tits didn't get big by 13.
Right.
And you're like, what are you guys doing?
It's like, dude, there's no way that she would get a tit job. That's totally against her moral beliefs.
Right. If you go back to episode 1 of fucking Werewolf Full Moon Massacre, she said, I would never get a tit job. So you tell me, and just when it's not real, follow the storyline, I'm never going to come. But they were so dorky. Like, and I was like, what are you guys doing down here? Go outside. Go outside. Just go do something, you guys. I love your passion. I mean, I'm here too.
I love it. They're not even jerking off to it. They're just like, yeah. I finished all the seasons. I just want.
They could.
They just want more.
Yeah.
Yeah, aside from not being able to, yeah. It's like they're just looking for anything from the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And just the fact of having like a heated debate in a Pornhub's comment section is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I don't know, because it didn't do it for me. What do you mean it didn't do it for you? like, this is one of the best porn scenes I've ever seen. No, it's not. Have you ever seen blah, 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 blah? Yeah, I've watched it tons of times. Pretty good. I will say pretty
just
good.
Pretty good.
Exactly. And you're like, what are you dudes doing down here? Scroll up.
This is fucking masterpiece, all right? A masterclass in hentai, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah. I wish I knew more. I could help out more. But they were just talking in a foreign language, and I was like laughing so hard. I was like, what are you doing down here?
That's pretty
fucking
funny.
Crazy. Okay, let's jump off to the States, and then we'll get into our confessions for this week. But this part always fucking kills me. United States top relative searches, okay? So term search more often in each state when compared to all other states.
Wow.
Idaho's number one is...
Dildo ride?
Dildo ride. It sounds like something you get at a carnival. Like, not just dildo. I want you on
ride,
top.
Yeah.
I want you to ride it like a horsey. Yeehaw.
I'm assuming it's probably like a solo thing, maybe, where like solo.
Yeah, she's on top of it. Dildo ride. Yeah, and I don't want you on your back. Yeah. I want you on fucking riding that thing like I ride my horsey.
Dude, look at Utah.
Oh, I know. Mormon.
Dude, look at North Dakota.
What we got there?
Loud, wet sex.
Wyoming is goth.
You guys want to know my... Hold on, I got to find it again. It fucking killed me.
Go Illinois with ass eating. Attaboy.
Oh, okay.
Small dick.
Guys, Oklahoma.
Or
look at sex up. Dick. Number one.
Number one search was sex dick.
Arkansas is going ATM. That's good.
Sex dick. What? Just you can leave dick off. Just sex or dick, but sex dick.
Bubble butt.
Oh my God.
High heels. Mississippi is furry.
Arizona car sex sounds so hot. Like, why is that the top search?
That sounds really hot.
And Washington is casual or sensual sex.
I mean,
grow up.
That's probably me that's looking for that.
I think it's a good time to promote rough sex as my love language merch available now. In the
straighten up Washington, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Big boobies for Pennsylvania. They're just straight up.
Just big boobies.
Big boobies.
Illinois, ass eating.
Maine is thruple.
Why is Kentucky doing bouncing boobs?
Dude, District Columbia. District Columbia's big ass cop.
Iowa's cartoon porn.
Alabama gave up just fingering myself.
What?
The top search is fingering myself.
In Alabama?
Who's
of
what?
All things?
What? New York body swap?
Wait, what's Tennessee? Giantessie?
Giantess?
Yeah, so giant woman.
An Amazon woman.
Yeah, like a giant woman taking control.
I thought it was like a Tennessee playoff, like a Giantessie.
Giantessie.
West Virginia's nip slip.
That's
I just
want to
see a nip. That's all.
Oh, God, you go to a porn site? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, if I could just see a nip, I'd be so happy.
I see
that.
One nipple.
Virginia's smoking.
Yeah, I know, that's a good one. And then I went through the first time, I was not able to find this, but I remember us laughing so hard about this last year because we found, God damn it, one second. I'm going to try and find it. And I couldn't find it when I went through the first time. So I'm going to try and find it live here. It was age groups. And because the older they got, their terms got so wacky. Look at this. It shows you tablet. Like, who's using a tablet to look up porn? I mean, at 1.5% apparently, but that's just so good. Okay, come on, hold on. I'm gonna see if I can get it live here. Do do do. Most searched movies
this is
and
so
characters.
Much data. This is awesome.
I know it just goes on and on.
This should have been its own episode. This whole thing.
Fortnite was for video games. Overwatch, Minecraft, Pokemon. In case you cared about that. Do do do. Going through. Let me see if I can. Oh, there's this funny one too where, like, during holiday stretches. Like people were searching for.
Wall
and how
purchase?
Far and how far it fell off. So on Thanksgiving Day, it went down just 33%. Their
everyone
overall
was,
usage.
Yeah. Everyone was just too
they were balls
out.
Deep in fucking turkey.
In football.
I can't. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it again. I hope they didn't pull it. Because, man, was it funny to look at the yeah, now it's just going in a different places. I don't know. I'll look again. Maybe I can find it.
Wait, there's a term.
What's that?
Oh,
Canada. Yeah, Canada, ballet. I'm just...
anal.
Yeah, it's showing us different parts of the world, but not doing the age demographic like it did last year. Huh. I don't know. But I remember because it was like showing 65 plus. Mm. And it was like... it was something like super basic. It's like number two, it was like erect penis. And you're like, what?
Or missionary.
How to stay hard. And you're like, just go to Google. That's not a thing you go to. Yeah, it's not a thing you go to fucking Pornhub for. All right, let's move off to confessions. We got a tons of good one.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it, Zachary!
Confessions. Oh, sorry. Confessions.
All right, Bri, what do you want to do? I'll take the first one because I remember this one being drug related. So
okay.
Next one, you know, someone with confidence going in, okay? So I was the owner of all the restaurants in my local area. I am a classically trained chef. The opportunity just fell on my lap.
Oh, easy fucking.
Strip club, pun not intended. Anywho, I rented the kitchen space from the club in one of the multiple clubs in my local area, and one night, the manager of the club came walking into the VIP room, cussing like a madman. I asked what was going on. He told me that the VIP members kept leaving blow on the bathroom counter, and he didn't know how to stop it. So I told him I had an idea. I went in and sprayed Pam kitchen spray on the counter, so the next time they dumped it on the counter, it stuck and turned to paste. That sounds like a fucking practical. And Ashton Kutcher comes out and he's like, "Punked, bitch!" There was a whole bunch of expletives coming from the VIP club that night. They quit doing it for a few months. Fast forward, the manager was pissed again and came in ranting and raving about people leaving blow on the VIP bathroom counter again. Told him I had another idea. I told him I'd take care of it. Went into the bathroom. Have you ever heard of wasabi powder? Well, I sprinkled just a touch on top of the pile on the counter. This time I heard multiple blood-curdling screams and people storming out of the building. Don't get me wrong. I like to get down in my free time. I know, you're a chef. We get it. You work in the restaurant industry? Yeah, you do blow. We know. But don't leave it in the business just sitting on the counter. It was never an issue ever again.
I'm confused why someone would just leave their cocaine.
I don't know, pour it out to come back or don't clean up after themselves. Like,
isn't that expensive to just leave it on the counter?
I don't know. Depends on how much money you have, I guess. If you want to waste the, because some people, they don't give a fuck.
Why does, okay, I just need to ask this. Like, why not? Why
do people why go to strip clubs?
No, why does it matter? About like, you run a strip club.
Get in trouble. If a cop comes in and there's cocaine all over the counter, get your whole business shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of people, that's probably, if you're running those people out of your business.
Must have been doing okay enough for it to be a, you know. For to be ranting and raving, running around and be like, fucking can't stop it. It's a fucking pandemic. The cocaine on the counter. But like, yeah, there's just, they must have just been doing a line and then just leaving the residue.
They should have done all an over announcement. The counter.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself.
Come up to the stage next is Diamond, right after all of you. Get your fucking cocaine off the counter.
No, he's like, come up on the stage. All right, thank you, Sky. Yeah. Coming up on the stage now is Rick. He's got a couple announcements for you. Yeah. Looks up. Hey, everybody, I'm Rick.
Hey, I'm Rick. Hey, Rick. It's Dollar Rick. Bill flies in.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, got a couple announcements. You hear like the flutter of $1 bill coming off like, the balcony.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be here all night. Get your fucking cocaine off the counter.
Yeah, just make sure you clean up after yourselves.
Coming up next is fucking no one till you get your cocaine off the fucking countertops.
Okay, here's Diamond.
The voice changed like, hey, I'm Rick. I just want to let you know, blah, 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 blah. And now, yeah. Gentlemen, get your dollars ready and right. Bring out your umbrellas or put away your umbrellas because it's time for sunshine.
Nickelback.
Rockstar. Yeah. Yo, standing in line, about to never get in. It's like the bottom of the night.
The DJ's taking all the lyrics. You keep leaving your drugs on bathroom counter
floor.
You keep doing that. None of this is gonna matter.
Gotta clean it up.
I'm through with going in the bathroom and seeing you cook all over that desk. And
why don't you smoke like everybody else outside? Quit doing blow.
Tell him what he's supposed to do.
Just head out to the back on the alley side. Do you blow up the ground?
Quit leaving it inside. You're gonna get us in a whole lot of fucking trouble.
Tell them what to do.
We all love seeing titties bounce up, but you ain't gonna ever have that
show up.
Cause we're all gonna have to get shut down and go down the street to the.
Can you imagine sitting in that club just being like, and the dancer's like just shimmying her tits in your face. Hey, do your cocaine outside. Just like, where am
I? Hey, do your cooking outside?
Yeah. All right, next confession, Brian. You,
it's like a you fucking got karaoke.
Karaoke strip club?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. A karaoke strip club?
So good. And coming up next, we've got Deanna.
No, picture? Okay, picture this.
Singing It's a Small World.
I was born in a small town. Now it's Rick. Dude, imagine. Okay, so karaoke strip club.
Doing coke in a small town.
The husband's up there doing karaoke and his wife's
dancing.
It's like an amateur night. So she's on stage dancing while he's singing. Yeah. And he's singing to her, and she's like looking at him and doing all this stuff. They're like, you're watching, like, oh, God.
Jeez, I just don't feel like I should do this being 9 months pregnant. Oh. Don't ruin this for me. You
this
know
my big break. Just,
don't ruin. Okay, honey. All right, next confession. Right. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in 2019, I was part of a dev team for a now well-known AI app. The beta was geared towards creating training videos for businesses and whatnot. Basically, we used emotion tracking tech on a female model and developed an AI persona that would perform based on a script. So we had to had the usage rights to her image and voice for a whole year. During this time, I had a clever idea of using this to create a fake Tinder account. Oh, this is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And to see if it was good enough to catfish someone. Anybody doesn't know what a catfish is? It's a person doesn't
exist. It's a trick.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Mind you, she was an 8 out of 10, and this was 100% illegal because I was using proprietary tech for personal use. So I went in deep and created a fake profile and also a fake Instagram. I mostly use random images from other profiles mixed in with sexy AI selfies. Nice. And bought followers to make it look legit. In 24 hours, I had already had about 25 matches, and after a week, I had my target.
Yikes.
He was a divorced 50-something with a receding hairline and a gullible as fuck. Mm. The second day we talked, he asked to send him her Venmo account so he could send money for a gift.
Yeah. Like, why are guys so...
I don't... yeah, I know.
They're lonely.
I'm
so lonely.
Paying for a fucking fart in a jar. Mm-hmm. You know, like...
Yeah.
Who would do that?
I would never.
Right? All right. He sent $500 fucking dollars. Mm-hmm. Right then and there, I decided to see how much money I could squeeze out of him. I used the AI to send him daily videos just talking about her day and so on. And I'm not going to give you all the deets, but I ended up receiving over $7,500 in less than 2 months.
Wow.
I finally had to close the operation down when he paid for the first class ticket to Cali, from Cali to South Carolina, so she could finally visit him.
He should have showed up holding a laptop.
Okay. Or just like a wig.
Yeah. Hello.
You don't look like your pictures.
Well.
Filters.
Anyway, can I have money?
I scrubbed everything after sending him a final message saying that I had to cancel the trip because I was getting back with my ex. That's enough closure, right? As far as I know, no one ever found out because I got to keep my job until the project was done. I swear I'm a good person, but that was too good of an opportunity to make some extra cash to pass up. Your anonymous catfish daughter, honk.
Honk!
You know what's funny about that is, like, that's a whole industry now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are people doing exactly that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, there's AI just animated OnlyFans accounts. It's fucking wild.
What's crazy about that is, like, I get it. It's the idea of you're talking to some, but like, you could make up your own AI person to jerk off to.
Yeah. Yeah. The websites are available. I think we've covered some of them here on Can You Don't over the last 80.
It's the idea that someone else is talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, let's move on to our next one here. It says, "Hey guys, I've been listening since the beginning. I love everything you do. You brighten my days, to say the least. I have a confession to make. I've been in the darkest phase of my life for a while now. It's getting better, but it's not great. I have many, many regrets from the past years. But this is something I just can't get over. My boyfriend and I have recently moved in together after dating for about 6 months and talking for a year. We went on a date a while back, maybe even close to a year ago. I was still seeing my ex and hooking up with other guys while I was actively pursuing my current boyfriend. Oh, dating. I had other flings and dates. I was hooking up with anyone who would give me the time of the day. But basically, I was on this date with my current boyfriend. We went to some stupid little punk show with a forgettable lineup. Lineup's weak! I was drawing on someone's table. I'm not sure what that means, but here we go. Then my ex came up and started drawing too. Just my luck. One thing led to another, and I fucked my ex in the bathroom of the party I took my current boyfriend to. I tried to play it off like we were doing coke, which I think made it worse. But no, babe.
She's got a coke problem. No, we were having sex.
Yeah.
We weren't doing coke.
Okay, never mind. Get out of here. My neck was red from him sucking on it. Who was I fooling? Long story short, I still think about it. I still feel like garbage, but I also kind of makes me laugh because what the fuck was I doing? I don't know. My boyfriend knows it happened, but he obviously wasn't happy about it. Waking up next to him knowing I'm capable of that type of bullshit is an absolute nightmare, but at least I was super fucked up when that happened. I was 20, single, and I'd just broken up with I was just broken up with by a man who fucks like a fairy on acid, took Molly. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Is that a good thing?
Thanks for reading. You're horny, stupid child.
What? A man who fucks like a fairy on acid, took Molly? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good feeling. I think what she's saying is he fucks, and he knows how to fuck.
Because fairy seems like a weird term. That seems like, you know, usually like fairy is not like a...
In the sex world?
They're not a well-hung creature.
Yeah, it's not like this masculine fucking guy that's taking hold. It's, yeah.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Flutter of wings.
Is it in yet?
What's her name?
Tinkerbell?
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
Is it in yet?
Yeah, just flying around, bugging the shit out of you. That's tough. Like that's the one thing I will say about that is the line waking up next to him knowing I'm capable of that type of bullshit is an absolute nightmare. And until you have completely fucked up and stepped outside of whatever relationship, like that is a scary thing where you're like, I can do that because you spend all your whole life being like, nope, I could never. And people that have never are like, yeah, of course, I would fucking, I would never. You've just never been in the situation. Like, everyone has a threshold, like every single person. And once you cross it, it fucks with you. To be like, I guess that's me now. Guess I could do that. And it's not a fun feeling. It's terrible. So I can relate with that. So I get it.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like there's this line between like people should be allowed to have fun versus what the constructs that we've set up.
Mm-hmm.
Within right. our society.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's definitely an interesting dilemma.
Yeah. Okay. You got it? You ready? Hit me.
Hey, daddies.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time writer. Hopefully it's a chick because I don't want to hear like, never mind. I think it's time to confess how bad of a dad I am.
Yeah, it is a dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully he's good looking.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I've never thrown my son into a nightstand before. But I did give my son the worst afternoon of his life.
Hey, come on. Get out.
My son is 2 years old and loves playing outside on the playset at our condo complex. I work a lot and don't always get to take him out and be a good dad. So when I can take advantage of it.
Yeah, you
period.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. I was home and told my wife to take the day and get some rest and decided I would take him out in the hot Utah summer and go burn some energy. To my disappointment, he didn't seem to want to do anything out there. Even walking 20 feet to the swings made him pant. The entire time I was trying to force him to do just have some god darn fun with dad. And all he would say was, Daddy, I'm so hot.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I'm not going to go there. Mm-hmm. And this in his little two-year-old voice. After about an hour, we decided to head back inside. I did so with my head held high, feeling like I was the best dad in the world, spending some quality time with my son, even though he had really shitty attitude about it. We got inside, and my wife asked where we had been the whole time, with a very concerned look on her face. As I told her
it's okay, come on.
No, it's not. It's my headphone.
Well,
they're tweaking in and out.
You can normally read, so I get it.
As I told her the tale of what we had done and how he'd totally been stick in the mud, her face relaxed slightly as she tried to hide a smile and proceeded to tell me that he had been running a very high fever since the morning. Suddenly, Daddy, I so hot took on a whole new different meaning as I realized it wasn't my son being a little bitch, I had put him through torture just like make myself feel like a winner. God damn it. I had put myself through torture just to make myself I put him through torture just to make myself feel like a winner.
Nice.
Please don't tell Child Protective Services. Anyway, that's my story. Thanks for always making me laugh. Don't change a thing except for maybe getting Brian some reading classes.
Perfect. God, I love it. Love when that works out.
I swear to God, I had so much stuff going on. My phone was beeping and my earphones are, or my whatever the fuck they're called. My ear things are tweaking out.
That feeling of being a dad. I'm like, come on.
Don't be a pussy, dude. Just come on.
I mean, they're the textbook of cry wolf. Yeah. That's what they do. They're like, I don't know, my legs are, you're like, just get the fuck over
this
there.
This is gangrene.
Yeah. And the point, he's like, I'm so hot. You're like, I know, it's hot outside. Get on the swing. I'm a good dad.
I weigh 300 pounds. I get that it's hot. Yeah. But look at me, I'm trying.
You will swing and I will push you because I am the dad you deserve.
Underdog.
Yeah, give him the underdog. Daddy, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm gonna throw up. Back in my day.
It turns out he has the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing him to do it. We're not going to call Child Protective Services. We've all done it. Yeah, don't you worry about that. All right, moving on to our next confession. When with an ex while I was younger, I would party a bit here and there with some of the good old-fashioned Peruvian nasal fuel. Cocaine, am I right?
Yeah.
We were both partying fairly regularly, and her friends and her identical twin sister were always around, too. One night, she wasn't feeling great, so she opted out of going out for the night, and me being the giant piece of shit definitely did not opt out, and I left her ass at home. Well, at the party, her sister and I got a bit closer, one thing led to another, and we fucked. Yeah. For weeks after, I would fuck both of them without letting my girlfriend at the time not letting her know that I was also plowing her sister. The sex with her girlfriend got so like couple boring that when I was trying to be with my girlfriend, I almost couldn't get it up because her sister fucked me so much better than her. She still doesn't know. We broke up 9 months after this all started. Oops. Thanks, fathers, for all the content you put out there for us to consume. Your long lost son, D.
Couple things.
Fuck yeah. Couple things. How about
Couple things. Like twins. Every twin that I know, like they're so close, and I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
The deceit from one twin to another.
The betrayal to fuck your identical twin's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then just not say anything.
And so another thing. Have you ever known a pair of twins
those pussies apparently weren't identical.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I had these twins that I knew in high school, and I knew one of them pretty well, decent enough, and the other one didn't really, and they were really close. And it was like, I would see the other sister, and I was thinking it was the one that I knew, but she never would acknowledge. So it was kind of weird, like, I know you, but you're not acknowledging me, but I didn't know her, because it's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird fuck. Twins are weird.
Yeah. I've known a couple identical twins in my life, two of which like I went to school with, still friends with them. And when I first met them, I could not tell them apart. And then after, you know, years of friendship, they don't even look the same.
Mm.
Like not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was not a chance, I'd be like, which one are you?
Well, that's how like when parents,
yeah,
the parents know the difference, but you see the kid every couple months. You're right. Like, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. You're like, okay, fine.
Another thing. I just thought of a cool way to have like a threesome. But not real threesome. You just bring a mirror into it.
Oh.
Like if you ever picture like your girlfriend or wife or your husband, like, oh, I wish I could have a three-way like with a twins. Just bring a mirror into it.
Just picture dude jerking off in a fun house. Being like,
just like, oh,
never fucked five me's before. And the carny running it is like, please, sir. Please get out of the fun house. No. I'm gonna stop until I fuck eight of me.
It's me.
And he's like, well, you have to pay for eight people. I'm gonna need 25 tickets.
Give me the hey me.
Hey me. Hello me.
Fucking me
it's
again.
Fucking me again. Gonna come inside a funhouse.
He says it costs him more tickets. Oh, he doesn't know I got the stamp. Oh, he doesn't know I have unlimited rides.
I got the wristband. We had the stamp, my carnival growing up. I guess now it's the wristband. Yeah.
He doesn't know I got the wristband. After this, I'm going to ride the zipper. And then I might go down the big slide. Hello, me. I'm at the fair again. I'm going to come in all the fun houses. I don't care if the cops come in. Because I'm going to come.
All right, let's read our last confession, Brad Guy. You got it. You got it.
Where am I?
Last one. On to our next confession. Leaving my name out of this.
Okay. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Leaving my name out of this, but I have a confession for y'all. Maybe Daddy Wine can get through it without Papa Joe and Uncle Zachy holding his hand. God, you did this on purpose, didn't you?
I didn't. Anyway. I didn't know you were going to mess up reading today. I was hoping, though.
Anyways, my husband's one motorcycle had been broke down for over a month now. Mm-hmm. Has been broke down for more than a month. Now I'm in my head.
Hey, me, I can't
read again.
He hauled over a family member's house so they could look at it.
After a few days, he got the call. His bike was ready to come home. I took him to pick it up and followed him home.
Just a few blocks from his home,
his bike completely shut down again.
Okay.
I head home while he pushes his motorcycle home for the second time.
Nerd.
I decided I wanted to be a good wife, get the garage open, and move his other motorcycle to make room.
Okay.
He had been teaching me. He had been teaching me how to ride, so I felt pretty confident throwing a leg over and scooching the motorcycle a few feet over.
Scooching is such a good word.
It is.
Can you scooch?
I don't think I've ever seen it written down.
Scooching.
Scooching.
Scoochie.
I was trying to put the kickstand down, and next thing, I was on the ground, and the bike was on top of me.
Fuck.
I quickly get up and try to pick his motorcycle up. Mind you, it's at least 500 pounds. Yeah, they're heavy. Mm-hmm. I have noodle arms. It took everything I had to get some, and then some, because I was not making his day worse by coming home and seeing that.
Yep.
Thankfully, I got it up before he got home. That's what she said. The bike looked fine from what I could tell, but me and the other hand, not so much. Scraped my knee. Bad. Mm-hmm. Got a pretty gnarly bruise on my thigh and pulled something in my back. When my husband got home, I told him I slipped and fell on some tools in the garage before moving his other bike. Oh. It's funny to then make him feel bad for leaving his tools around.
Yeah.
I'm taking this to the grave or to the divorce, whichever comes first. Anyways, love the podcast. Keep doing you daddies.
Oh.
Keep doing you daddies.
Yeah, trying to help out. You're like, you know what? I'm being just fucking drop his motorcycle.
And just the pure panic and sweat. You're like, oh, fuck. Looking down the street, see if he's coming.
See if your loser husband walking his bike home is almost home. Oh, yeah. And then just be like, I don't know. I tripped over your fucking tools because you never pick up your hammer. He's like, sorry, babe.
Yeah. And then it right on him. Make him feel like a piece of
trying
shit.
Trying to do something nice. And you just end up fucking. Okay. Well, let's take a look at some good news for this week. You ready to roll it?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, Zach, whenever you're ready, buddy.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah! Fucking Megadeth. So we've all, maybe you guys have. I mean, who hasn't? But if you guys ever fantasize about going to like a thrift shop and buying something and it just ends up being fucking amazing antique collectible that was just like going to a garage sale and you're like, huh, what's this? Holy shit, a vintage Gazelle!
My grandma and grandpa have an old violin,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's not, but I have this fantasy that it's a Stradivarius,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be $1 million
mm-hmm.
fucking thing.
$1 million fine, so you just hang on to it.
And they've had it, it was like their grandma's or something, like mm-hmm. it's so fucking old.
So this particular young lady went to a Goodwill and bought a vase for $399, and then it got auctioned off for more than $100,000.
That's sweet.
What? God, dreams do come true. Jessica Vincent made her way back in June through a busy Goodwill thrift store in Hanover County, Virginia, where the top porn search is smoking, passing VCRs, lamps, and glassware commonly sold at big box retailers. Nothing really caught her eye until she saw an iridescent glass vase. After doing a lap around the store, she goes, "I'll be back. I'm going to go take a look at some sweaters and I'll see if I want this." She returned to the bottle-shaped vase with a red and green swirl. She noticed a small M on the bottom that she believed stood for Murano, an island off of Venice and the historical home of Italian glassware. She had a feeling it might be worth something. She's so lucky.
She felt right.
I never would have. I saw M on it, like, guess a guy named Mark had it.
Mm-hmm. Made by Mark.
This must have been Marcus's vase. Mm-hmm. And I would have thrown it back into the other glassware. But like, where's the broken keyboards? Where's some old fucking Pro Tools shit? And buy it. I had a sense that it might be like $1,000 or $2,000 piece, she said, adding, but I had no clue how good it actually was until I did a little bit more research. So there was no price on the vase. Miss Vincent, 43. I think I called her a young girl. Can I still call her a young girl?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. She looks young.
43 is not that old.
I know. Well, I know that, but she looked like she was like fucking early 20s when I first looked at that.
I mean,
you're aging well.
Early 20s. That's not
okay.
Crazy.
Okay. Well, maybe I just need to clean my glasses. I'm not sure. I told herself she'd pay $8.99 and no more. When the cashier rang her up, it was $3.99. When she returned home from the Goodwill, looked it up. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Wait, if she thought it was going to be $1,000 or $2,000,
yeah,
but she was like, oh, I'm not going to pay any more than $8.99.
In case she was wrong. Plus, you have a phone. Couldn't you just research it like right then and there?
That's what I've done before.
Yep. So anyway, it went to auction, and it was auctioned for $107,100 to an unidentified private art collector in Europe. About $83,500 went to Miss Vincent, and about $23,600 went to the Wright auction house. So there you have it. So keep shopping at thrift shops.
So
you never know. That's some good news, though. I love it.
A couple of years ago, we went for a walk behind our house, and they were having an estate sale,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. I'd never been in one before because everything was still in the house, and people were just walking through. It was like a kind of a small house, so you're walking through these fucking hallways and rooms, and people's stuff is just in there. Mm-hmm. They were living there. So weird. And I saw this. I don't even remember what it was. But I remember like, oh, it could be worth some money. And I started researching it and found out that it was like, one of them was like $100.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a $5 purchase. But then I was researching more and I was like, nah, and it turns out it wasn't expensive. But in my head, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, fuck, buy this for $5, get $100.
It's like looking at baseball cards.
When I was a kid, there was this lady doing a garage sale in my neighborhood. We lived in a kind of a nice neighborhood. And she sold a Marshall amplifier and a Gibson Les Paul for like $200 to a guy. Like right before I went there too. I was like, no!
He's walking out with it. He's like, loser.
Yeah, dude.
Some like people don't know what they have, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, let's take a look.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. Hey, me.
I found a cool book. I found a book.
Oh, okay. Right.
Let's do a book thing. Hey, Zach, go ahead, buddy.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! When you go to like a hotel, one of the nice little touches they do is putting the fun little design. It's usually just like a little corner on the toilet paper.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you feel fancy.
A little point, like an arrow.
You're like, oh my God, am I a king?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you feel nice. But you can learn how to do that plus a ton more because there's a book on Amazon called Toilet Paper or Origami on a Roll.
Oh.
And it shows you some decorative folds and flourishes for over-the-top hospitality. And you can see right here, this giant bow. Can you imagine you show up to my house and you're going to take a shit and you look over and there's just this beautiful Christmas-sized bow. And you're like, can't wait to wipe my ass on that.
Just picture like any sort of like bachelor with just the most basic setup, but that. Like red toilet paper.
Nothing on the walls, inflatable couch.
Yeah.
Then you go in and you have a perfect little Christmas bow on your toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
That's nice. So anyway, they don't give away the what is it? The cow milk thing. Why would you buy the cart
before the horse?
Close. Different animal. Why would you buy the milk when you get the cow for free? Like that kind of thing? Isn't it? That seems right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, how does that work in this one though?
Because they don't show you a bunch of different options for the origami folds.
Just go to YouTube.
I know. I'm just saying that if you see on Amazon, they'll give you some previews. Okay.
Right.
Oh, I love all these different folds.
They want to keep it a secret.
Yeah, this book was like, I don't fucking think so, dude. But you can find it. Just go to Amazon and search for toilet paper origami.
It's just the bow. Maybe that whole book is just.
It's just 500. It's so. Complex. Yeah. It's 500 pages.
Just each one fold.
Honey,
each
you've been working on folding the toilet paper for 6 weeks. I've almost got it. God, it's going to be good. Oh, I can't wait to stick this in my butt. But hello, butt. And then I have to remember how to do it again. And I'll probably forget. But that's okay because I got the book. Okay, let's hear from some of our kids this week and jump over to the emails. Oh,
the little fucking Mr. Ed.
Oh, I know I'll forget. But good thing I got the book. All right, Zach, let's fucking go. Yeah.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
All right, Joe. You ready to hear from our son, Philip?
I love it.
All right, he writes, hey, guys. Let me start by saying I listen to you every episode. Hey, he writes like a fucking idiot. So let me just say that.
Brian, you can't say that. Philip like that?
Just kidding, Philip.
Okay.
Let me start by saying I listen to you every episode.
Want me to give it a go?
No, just give me a second.
I got it. Let me just get the first sentence. Okay.
Hey guys,
I just want to get the first one out of the way.
Okay.
Hey guys, let me start by saying I listen to you every episode released while working at an Amazon fulfillment center. Okay. Back to you.
I've been asked several times to move up / train in different positions, but I'm milking it right now. I'd rather chill, take it easy while being able to listen to you guys instead of trying to get promoted and further myself in life. I love that. Do you want to? Oh, it's double the money, less hours, more freedom. Yeah, I can't listen to the show.
Philip's dad's like, you have your PhD.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't listen to podcasts while I'm operating, Dad. You know that. You listen to this and tell me that you would miss on this for $500,000 a year. Yeah, right.
I do get that though. I don't have a job like that where I could just like zone out.
And, yeah, you move yourself up.
No, I mean like
Sorry.
Like when I was like designing, I could just throw something on and mm-hmm. just work. I don't have that.
Yeah.
So I do get it.
Okay.
Where you just want to hear something. Where am I at?
Further myself in life. But anyway, you guys get me literally lolling, and it's guaranteed at least once every episode somebody walks by while seeing me laugh with tears in my eyes while being in an aisle by myself with earmuffs on. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
I'm purposely not making paragraphs, by the way, to make this harder as part of the
But idiot.
Hey, me. I can't read again.
This has been awful.
You were doing so well.
I know.
You were getting so many compliments.
I know. Just weeks and weeks.
You got too confident.
All right. I lied. Here's one paragraph. The other purpose of this email.
You got to finish the last one so people know why it's so funny.
Oh, by the way, make this hard as possible for Blind to read.
Nice. Okay.
I lied. Here's one paragraph. The other purpose of this email, besides complimenting you guys, is that I forget what episode, but at one point you were talking about holding poop in and whatnot. And I believe it was, believe it or not, between 7th, 8th, and 8th grade, I was so obsessed with Xbox Live, Halo 2 and 3 in particular.
I get it.
And my brother had just left for Scotland for some girl he met on Need for Speed leaderboards. Whoa!
Nice.
He's got a need for...
Mm-hmm. for pound and puss.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
It doesn't rhyme, but it applies.
But it's true.
Went AWOL from the Navy. What? Mm-hmm. Went AWOL from the Navy, et cetera. Laughed my ass off. So I had his room to myself. And I must have liked it too much because evidently I started holding my shit in when I had to go, and that led to hiding shitty boxers throughout the house and shitty toilet paper under my mom's carpet in her bedroom that they found once I was in the hospital.
Mm.
I regret doing all that dumb shit because I love pooping now. LMAO. But anyway, one day, almost at the end of the summer, it was my birthday coming up, and leading up to that, I started to get a sore of some sort appearing on the inside of my left ass cheek, which made it hard to sit and stuff. I told her it hurt. She checked my ass in the bathroom and went to the hospital, where they couldn't properly diagnose me after a day or two, so I got transferred to a kid's specialized hospital, and after surgery, they said I had Crohn's disease. That's in my song.
Mm-hmm.
All inflamed and whatnot. And that was in 2007. In 2014, I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is also in it, mm-hmm. after another colonoscopy that I get every 3 years. I'm starting to release my asshole. You read it.
I'm starting to release my asshole, and it's getting pretty used up. Seems like I got a wipe again after 10 minutes of shitting from it leaking or something. I don't fucking know. I got to get back to this bullshit work, though. I typed all this while on the clock. Any minute a manager could walk around the corner and write me up for being on my phone, but you guys are worth it. Keep on doing your shit, guys. 3.5 out of 5 stars. P.S. Don't hold your shit in. I didn't know that things could go so wrong from just holding your shit in. I remember being in a lot of pain and having to go to the hospital when I was constipated when I was a kid. And they're like, hey, we don't know what's going on. I'm just dying. They took an x-ray and they just like showed the x-ray and it's just like shit up to my neck.
Mm.
They're like, this is the problem.
Got to get rid of that.
The problem is that this poop goes to his brain.
Yeah, that poop's got to be in
the
toilet.
The poop goes out, but right now the poop's just in his head. So he's got to poop. But it's also embarrassing. They're like, I don't know, poop.
Yeah.
And your parents are like, cool, where's the bill? It's a fucking $2,000 yeah. bill because your kid didn't poop the right way. So anyway, don't hold your poop in, everybody. Learn from Philip. Our second email was sent in by our son, Corey. Hi, Corey.
Hey.
Joe was talking about domesticated raccoons. One of my brother's friends found an abandoned baby raccoon and took it in. He named it John Rambo.
Yeah.
And it acted like a dog. What? With a penchant for climbing all over his shop. One day, when he was at work, John Rambo wandered over to his neighbor's and sat on the deck. And the neighbor saw him, kicked his own door open, and shot the raccoon point blank with a 12-gauge shotgun. God. He brought it home and just said, sorry about that, and left.
Sorry about your fucking raccoon.
Sorry about Rambo. You should have named him something different, like fucking Weak Tits or something.
The irony of, yeah, it being Rambo.
This story is equal parts sad and funny somehow. Thanks, Corey. Oh, my God! Raccoon! And he's just like, can I have some food with his cute little arms? Yeah! I picture this like raccoon with a little fucking bandana on,
mm-hmm.
just standing outside the door, being like, you got any food? I got thumbs. And he's like, fuck you!
I got thumbs.
I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm really happy about it right now. I have a little squirrel friend,
mm.
guys. His name is Roger. Full name is Roger T. Hat. Middle name T. Roger that, if you, you know, put it all together. If he keeps on coming back, but it's been a couple weeks of feeding Roger, and I do a little whistle for him, and then he comes down his tree out of his house and eats some food.
What do you give him?
He gets some walnuts and some pistachios,
mm.
and then sticks of butter. Kidding. He doesn't get sticks of butter.
A whole stick of butter.
Just a whole stick of butter for a squirrel.
No wonder he's a fat ass.
Yeah, he's not going to come back. He's going to get a heart attack. You can't just give a squirrel a stick of butter. Everyone knows.
Just walking across pair lines and just fucking.
What's that? Yeah, what's that? he falls off the power line and bounces. He's like, back onto the power line. You're like, fuck yeah, Roger. Woo! That's sick. Sick moves, Rog. what was I gonna say? Oh, that children's book. If you give a moose a muffin, like if you give a squirrel a stick of butter, just read it from there, and it just gets worse and worse, and it gets diabetes. It's just not a good children's book.
And then you have the Liberty Medical sent to your front door to give it to Raj.
Yeah, you have to amputate your pet squirrel's legs. Not a fun children's book. All right, well, episode 80 in the books. Feeling good. You guys liked it?
Yeah, that was
lots
fun.
Lots of laughs?
Yay.
Yeah. Become a part of the gaggle. Thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. That is how you get the bonus content, because we keep going every single show. Sometimes it's a half hour. Fuck, sometimes we've gone as long as an hour and 20 minutes doing bonus shit. But head over to patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Like we said, there's 48 trillion bonus hours at this moment.
God, that's a lot.
You know,
just keeps just stacking up.
Just keeps going up. Tens of trillions every single week, you guys. It's crazy. But you'll find a link in the episode description. Sign up for the gaggle. Huge way to support the show. Buying the merch at CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. Another huge way to support the show. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Got the video version on YouTube. And then something you want to see on the show, send it into heyguys@canyoudon'tpodcast.com, and then rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. And then be sure to check out Uncle Zach on Scatcast. Scatcast.com. That's scat with a K. And like I've mentioned, I think it was last episode, maybe one before, we do have a ton of people that have written in, have hopped over there and checked out what Uncle Zach's doing in his own Scatcast universe and absolutely love it. So
Scatverse.
What's that?
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is. And then thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Playground Facebook page. It fucking saves us so much time. So thank you. All right, you ready to wrap it up?
I am.
I got a New Year's type of joke for you.
Wicked, wicked.
Zink.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Good God.
My New Year's resolution is to read more. So I turned subtitles on my TV.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. You get it? Hmm. Because it's not even reading. It's not. And that's why it's funny. Because you're still watching TV.
Well, if you turn the volume down, you're reading.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are reading, but you're also watching Suits. Can we talk about just a quick rant on Suits? Have you seen Suits?
No.
It's like a lawyer
show. Well, I
know
what it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, Cassie watches it. I've gotten into it. I've watched many episodes of it. But goddamn, it's just so. Every single scene is like, "Do you trust me?" "I don't know. I lost your trust years ago." "Well, you should trust me, because if you don't, then you're gonna get in trouble." "Okay, I'll try." And they walk out of the room. Then it goes to the next one. It's like, "Hey, I'm gonna need you to trust me." "Oh man, but last time I trusted you, it didn't work out." "I know, but right now, get to work. You have to trust me." "Okay." And they walk out of the room. And it's just every single episode is them walking around talking about knowing how you should trust everybody, and then they walk out and the episode ends.
I guess if you like routine
and trust,
it's a show for you.
And hot dudes and hot chicks.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what's going on in there. And affairs and a little scandal, like little lies. But again, it comes back to, "Do you trust me?" "Yeah, no, I do." "Okay, cool." And then they walk out.
What channel is that on?
I feel like it's
Netflix. It's a Netflix show?
I don't know.
It's got to be like a CBS show or an NBC show, right?
It's better. It's not quite that. But it's a little bit better.
It just seems like one of those shows.
There's nothing fucking happens. Anyway, I'm not trying to shit on anyone's fucking parade, but it's not for me.
I don't know. You reminded me. It's not on anymore. It only ran for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons, but it's called The Detour.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking funny. It was on TBS. I can't believe, like, no one knows about that show. It's so fucking funny.
Who's in it?
The guy? She had her own show, something B. Mm-hmm. Something B. What's her name?
Samantha B.
Samantha B. Her husband, Jake, whatever. And then the chick, she's been in some stuff.
Killing it.
But it's so fucking good.
We'll have to look at it.
It's called The Detour. I don't know how you find it, because it was on. We watched it years ago when it was on TBS or whatever. But I don't know how to find it now.
Okay.
But it's this family, and they get into some crazy ass shit. It's so much better than like a regular family comedy too, because they get into some crazy ass shit.
All right, I'll look it up.
And the wife's just a nutcase. She's like in an awesome way.
Good. Well, fucking, we'll check it out.
Yeah, dude. Okay. So fucking good. I don't know why I thought of that, but.
Fuck yeah, dude. Sharing knowledge.
Yeah, bro.
Episode 80. We'll keep going if you support us on Patreon. If not, we'll get to see you guys next week. Sound
good? Sick, dude.
Dude, fucking bye.
Dude.